Welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Now, when you sign up using promo code DNVR, first-time users, all you got to do is place a $5 pregame moneyline bet on any NBA contest, and when that team wins for you, you get $150 in free bets with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. I am Patrick Lyons.
And I'm Susie Hunter. Patrick, it is our first show together back in the studio in 2023.
We did it. Bow, 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 bow. A year ago, who would have thought this would have been the case?
I didn't work here.
The answer is none of us would have thought that.
None of us.
We'd be like, oh, that guest that you had on last month? Because you were a guest in December,
I was a guest in December. That's correct.
That's right. Talking about your trip. We're going to take a trip around Major League Baseball and a little bit of the history of suspended or canceled games. And, of course, it's Monday, so it's Minor League Monday, which totally ruins the bit.
Shouldn't happen on a Monday.
I know.
You ruined the bit. You took a great bit that made no sense, and you made it make sense.
Totally. Totally.
So dumb.
On Friday, I think you touched on a little bit with the Susie Show. The Rockies made a transaction. They got a new relief pitcher, Nick Mears.
Actually, I don't think I mentioned it once on the show.
Actually, I don't think you did
because,
either.
Because, and here's why. Because it happened on Thursday. Did it happen?
No, I think it happened Friday.
Did it happen Friday?
It did, yeah.
I thought it happened Thursday. I was like, oh, we already talked about that. Anyway, let me just talk to this tarot reader.
Friday morning, by the time you get to the Susie Show at 5 p.m. live on YouTube, it feels like it was a day ago. So I get it.
Yeah, I'm still getting over, you know, the holidays and all that. So I never know what day it is. So yeah, I actually did not talk at all about Nick Mears being claimed off waivers from Texas.
Yeah, 26 years old. Right-hander, goes on the 40-man, so there's 39 guys on the roster. Pitched part of the last three seasons with the Pirates. Career 4.75 ERA in 30.1 innings, so still a relatively young guy, but he's got big league experience, which is nice.
Experience, yes.
Experience is very good.
I just like this back and forth that the Pirates and Rockies have going on.
Yeah,
I feel like it's not a good sign.
Maybe not. Maybe not.
I feel like it's not. This is not who we need to be associating with.
Yeah, Rockies get him from the Rangers on waivers, but he was a Pirate his entire life up to that point. Signed as an undrafted free agent in 2018. We'll get to that story, how interesting that is, out of Sacramento City College, JUCO,
yeah.
Junior College, Community College.
Yes.
Which is pretty good. 3.28 ERAs over three levels in 2019. That was where he kind of jumped up in a lot of the different rankings, packed on 30 pounds of muscle. Was the 19th best prospect for the Pirates, according to Baseball America. So he went from a no-name, undrafted, to something really talented.
It's very impressive.
Yeah, he sits at about 95, 96 so far in the majors. But I do know that at one point he was clocked at 101 miles an hour when he was in low A. So that's pretty impressive. And he's overcome a lot in his career. That's the one thing for it, which
yeah,
is usually the case.
It seems like
he's
torn a lot of things. He's had a lot of injuries.
Yes. Broken heart. You know, man, yeah. Tore his UCL in senior year in high school. Pitched through it. Played through it. Because, hey, you're a senior. You're only a senior once.
Yeah.
And then you become a freshman in college. And you go, crap, I probably should get that taken care of. Gets the Tommy John surgery. Rehabs. Then at the start of his sophomore year at Sacramento City College, breaks his collarbone on a dirt bike accident. Does a Madison Bumgarner situation there.
Oh, my gosh.
That was bad. And then according to an article on MLB.com from 2020, he had a grandfather figure pass away in his life around that time. 2 weeks after a funeral, he had a teammate who took his own life.
Oh, my gosh.
His actual grandfather passed away somewhat unexpectedly. And then he just sat out that season in 2018, you know, to just focus on mental health. He had the support of his parents and his coaches were like, yeah, you need to worry about Nick rather than, you know, Nick Mears, right-handed pitcher at
the
time.
I am all for taking that mental health break. I have taken one. Sometimes you just need a year to reset sometimes after you've gone through horrible things. And it seems like that is so sad that he.
It's a lot of short amount of time.
Yeah,
for a young guy like that. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, he had the support of everyone around him, which
is
going to be huge. Yeah. Was even invited back after having sat out that season in 2018 to pitch in the Northwoods League, which is probably the second best college woodbat league after the Cape Cod League. So if you play Northwoods, you're legit. You're a very talented ball player. Pitched really well there. Rockies were one of the clubs that actually saw him play in the Northwoods League. Were interested, but came up short, signed with the Pirates in 2018. And And here's where we're at right now. Nick Mears, Colorado Rocky.
So what number is he going to wear? Does he have anyone to fight with?
Good question. So what if I told you he wore 23 and be like, do you think Chris Bryant's going to give that up? he already has a logo. It's not going to happen. No, so he wore 36 in Pittsburgh, and that was Wynton Bernard's number.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, you know, is 36 going to be taken out of retirement for our guy, Bernie? I mean, we're all Bernie guys over here.
We're Bernie boys.
Bernie boys.
We're Bernie boys. We are.
Is it going to be just straight up retired or just taken out of the rotation?
Could you imagine if, like, just because that was such a great story, they retired his number?
Oh, that would be pretty, that would be wild, to say the least. And then he's still playing. He's active. Like, he signed with another team. And you're like, there's my number up there.
He's not even wearing 36 anymore.
I think that actually happened with Harold Baines, where I think he came back with another team. And the White Sox were like, we're going to retire your number 3. And he's still playing. That's very rare that happens.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of strange. He's the third reliever they've picked up on waivers since August. Denelson Lamet, remember, was picked off of waivers from the Brewers, as was Brent Suter. So two of those guys. Third big league reliever added this offseason, Suter, and then the local kid, Pierce Johnson.
Yes.
And he only has a year and 79 days of service time, but only Daniel Bard, Brent Suter, Denelson Lamet, and Pierce Johnson, and Lucas Gilbert have more experience than him. So
wow, we've got some kids.
He's kind of a veteran for a guy that only has 30, you know, big league innings. Like,
yeah,
that's kind of where he's at. He was originally waived by the Rangers when they signed Nathan Eovaldi because they were at a 40-man roster.
That's make room.
Yeah, but the Rockies are at 39 right now. So the Rockies would have to sign Carlos Correa and Zach Greinke. And if they were to do that, Nicky Mears could get waived again. Yeah, just laugh. It's okay.
What is going on with Carlos Correa?
Or when that happens.
Have you talked to him?
I've called his people.
Yeah.
1-800-Correa. That's not enough.
Not enough.
C Correa. It'd have to be C Correa. You need one more. I mean, according to Jim Bowden, like, he's going to be a Met. Like, he's going to be fine there. He'll figure that out.
Saw that Instagram of of his kid wearing that I love New York shirt, but like the love was it was a hot dog or whatever.
Maybe
and like
pretzel?
Someone like it was a pretzel. That's what it was. It was a pretzel. Yeah. So I guess, you know,
someone took that and like broke down like as like a joke, like in the corner over here are batting gloves that are orange. I thought that was a stroke of genius.
It was very in depth, but I was like, oh, OK.
By the way, happy 27th day anniversary of when Carlos Correa signed with the San Francisco Giants.
Oh, wow.
We're almost at a month, folks. A month of this. This is so wild.
He's
still a free agent.
This is not how I saw this panning out.
So I'm glad you asked about Correa because I started thinking, what is the holdup? So I got someone with the x-rays with the leg. Yeah, but that's been there. It wasn't a problem for the Twins when they signed him last year.
That's true. So what happened? Did something happen in the past year that
we
don't know about?
It's not a full hypothesis. It's just, hey, what it could be, allegedly, got that out there for the lawyers, but allegedly, what if by the end of the regular season and the time he signed his deal, he pulled the Fernando Tatis Jr. and he hurt himself? Or he pulled a Fernando Tatis Jr. and is going to get popped for PEDs.
Oh.
Either way, he may have Fernando Tatis Jr.'d himself. And that could be a potential interesting holdup. I have no idea. That is pure speculation. But just some wonky x-rays make no sense for why there would be this kind of a holdup. Did he Fernando Tatis Jr. himself? That's the question.
I had not thought about that.
That's almost like the only explanation.
That kind of is the only way it could make sense.
It's just strange.
All right, we'll see how this pans out. Usually you're good at predicting what happens.
I guess I'll leave it in there as a half of a prediction. So if I'm right, I'm a genius. If I'm not, hey, look, it was just a hypothesis.
Exactly. You're playing both sides.
It's floating out
so
there.
So you can't lose.
On this date, because I do have spreadsheets of like every Rockies transaction, even like minor league free agent signings that they've made that turned into nothing. Do you remember the name Javi Lopez, catcher with Atlanta?
I mean, it rings a bell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he signed a deal with the Rockies on this date in 2007 to battle for a catching spot. He only played in like 6 spring training games.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't even know that there's even a photograph of him available. So like
wow.
he would technically go down as like, the greatest catcher in Rockies history. Like, not when he was with the Rockies,
yeah.
but just he had a fit, you know, really solid career. He might have even had 300 home runs, possibly,
yeah.
As a catcher. So the question is, he played 6 spring training games, was released in March of 2007. Susie, did he get a National League championship ring for 2007?
Yes. I'm going to guess yes.
I don't have the answer.
Oh, you don't have the answer? No. Oh, I thought you were.
I hope he didn't. For spring training? Like,
okay, you know, okay, that's fair. But I guess, yeah.
I legit did ask around to several sources, and the response I got back from half of them was like, I don't even remember him even being around because it was so short. It was so short in spring training. It was like less than a month before he's like, yeah, I appreciate it, Rockies. I was going to retire, and then I decided to sign with you guys because that's usually the last thing guys do on their way up before they retire. Hey, maybe I'll figure a couple things out with the Rockies on a minor league deal. But no, that did not work out for Javi Lopez. So
I'm gonna try to get a hold of him.
And get an image? Or get a photograph of him with a Rockies gear?
No, to find out, like, if he has a ring.
That's some great investigative reporting. I'll have to give you a list of other players from spring training 2007, and we'll see if those guys got rings or a shirt, maybe one of those hats.
Yeah.
Did they have 2007 NL champ hat?
You know, I hope he at least got a hat. I hope someone at least sent him one.
Probably. That's going in the back of his closet. He's got all the Atlanta stuff. I mean, he's got Hall of Famers that
got enough going on.
Oh yeah. He's got way too much. All right. You were at the tailgate on Sunday.
I was, yes.
How was the vibe? I mean, considering that the Broncos finished the season atrociously, like historically bad. So they went 1-3 over their last 4 games. Mm-hmm. That would be the equivalent of the Rockies going 10-28. Over their last 38 games, which doesn't sound that bad because you got the 10. Mm-hmm. If it was like 9-28, that would sound even bad. but they go 4-13 for the season, .235 winning percentage. That would be 38-124 for a full season. That would be the most losses in the history of a single season in MLB history.
How about that? Oh my gosh. And to think, like, the Broncos are still so loved. The Rockies just catch all the crap.
True.
It
would be tied for the worst winning percentage ever with the 1916 Philadelphia A's. Wow. And then the 2018 Orioles, who we know were tanking amongst some other teams, they only, quote unquote, lost 115. Whereas, again, that .235 winning percentage for the Broncos equates to 124 losses in a big league season.
It would be the worst ever.
And they spent $400,000 on a new field for that game.
Why?
No. No, I'm asking you the question, Susie. Oh. Why? No, this is for you to answer.
Also, I didn't know you could put a field in that quickly.
I guess so.
Like, I was really confused. I was like, wait, that doesn't...
I know.
Doesn't take a little longer to do that?
It wasn't up to their standard. So, for a meaningless game, I mean, good for them. That's,
I guess, you know what? Yeah, it's a game that doesn't count, so...
And no one gets injured, you know what I mean? It doesn't look like crap on TV. Mm-hmm. They would have gotten a lot of, you know, they would have got a lot of bad press for it, obviously, so...
Okay. You know what? The memes would have been like, oh, wow, this Bronco season looks as bad as this field.
They clearly don't care. Yeah.
Yeah.
So all right, they did what they had to do. I mean, what would the Coors Field equivalent be? Like, I mean, you go, well, yeah, they just replaced the grass again, but that's too easy. You'd have to change, like, the fountains out in center field for, like, the final weekend series. It's like, one of the jets doesn't work, so we had to replace it. We had to get a plumber in here. It cost $250,000.
Yeah, that would be...
That would be the only equivalent that I could think of. So, yeah, no, that's... But the tailgate was fantastic. Sexy pizza?
Sexy pizza was there. I had some slices. I did not do a sexy pizza luge, though.
No.
Some people still don't know about the pizza luge.
You could have done it with the Mile High City Golden Ale, too.
I could have.
The brand new one.
I am excited for the party we're going to have for that on Friday.
Oof.
Right after my Susie show.
What time is that officially? Is it later?
I do not know what time the party itself officially starts, but I do know that the Nuggets played 8, so I'm sure people will start rolling in, you know, around 7, maybe.
And your show's
earlier.
At 5, so I mean,
my
you
show's
can
at
show
5.
Up for that.
My show's at 5. It'll be done by 6.
You could be have an unencumbered Susie Hunter hangout time from 6 to 7 before people start rolling in. So I mean,
we'll call it, that's the happy hour. That's the Friday afternoon club.
That's it.
The FAC, as we call it.
Happy hour.
Getting facked up.
Hunter's happy hour. Triple H.
Yes.
You like Triple H? You like that? Like the how that sounds? Like Triple H, that's the code.
I feel like
this
is a trap. Am I being trapped?
Don't say anything in the comments. Do not say anything in the comments about Triple H. That's the name of a wrestler. That's the name of a wrestler. Who? His first name is Hunter. Hunter Hearst Helmsley.
Oh.
Stephanie McMahon's husband in real life.
Mm-hmm.
Son of Vince McMahon.
Yes.
Owner, former owner of the XFL. So it's all sporting. It's all sports.
It's all sports.
That makes sense. But yeah, if you come down to hang out for that on Friday or any day, again, if you are a diehard, boom, 15% off your entire tab. 20% off all the gear at dnvrlocker.com. That also means if you're a diehard, you're getting a new shirt each and every year of your choice, which is fantastic.
Such good shirts.
20% off on all the tailgates, party buses. So the tailgates are officially done there with the Broncos, but plenty more of those party buses and Avs, Nuggets, activities still going down all throughout this winter. So definitely make sure you check that out. Check out DraftKings Sportsbook. NFL playoff picture is locked in. And my go-to for the wild card round is DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. To kick off the road to Super Bowl 57, new customers can bet just $5 and get $200 in free bets instantly. Plus, all new and existing customers can get a no-sweat bet each day of the wild card round.
What is a
no-sweat
bet?
Oh, it's simple. All you got to do, all right, so place any NFL bet of your choice, and if it loses, you'll get a free bet back up to $10. No-sweat bet. Love that.
I love no consequences to my actions.
Yeah. Look, the action's so good. Why bet NFL playoffs anywhere else? Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use promo code DNVR. New customers, all you got to do is bet $5 on the NFL and get $200 in free bets instantly only at DraftKings Sportsbook and only with code DNVR. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details.
Thank you, Patrick.
My DraftKings Sportsbook pick of the week.
Who are we picking?
I'm going purple. TCU. Horned
Frogs. Oh, actually, yes, yes.
Let's go.
You know what? They have the most fun social media presence, and that makes me root for them.
They were 5-7 last year. They didn't even go to a bowl. They weren't even ranked in the top 25, and they wear purple. They are the college football team of the DNVR Rockies podcast.
They are our official team. Congratulations. Absolutely. I love this pick. Okay, I love it. Let's go.
And go to the alternate spread, too, which is the key. So tweak it so that TCU is only getting 7.5. I think they only need that much. I think they can win it. Obviously, they're in the game. They got a 50-50 shot in that capacity at least. But tweak the alternate spread to 7.5. They get 7.5, touchdown, and then some. And that gives you now a payout of plus 140.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of taking the line, I think right now it might be plus 12.5, and that's minus 110.
Mm-hmm.
My DraftKings Sportsbook pick of the week, TCU Horned Frogs, alternate spread line, plus 7.5, now becomes plus 140 for you.
Ooh.
Much better.
Juicy stuff, Patrick.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
How many players have been drafted by the Georgia Bulldogs and have played for the Colorado Rockies?
Oh, my
gosh. Actually, correction. How many players have been drafted by the Rockies and then later played with them?
I'm going to say 2.
That is a great guess on what I would have said. It's none right now.
It's none.
Aaron Shunk is on deck.
Okay.
He would be the first Bulldog to be drafted and then developed and play for the Rockies. Now, TCU has none either. However, Tyler Featherstone, there's a blast from the past, there's a name, was developed by the Rockies and was taken in the Rule 5 draft and has a couple years of big league experience. So you know what? That's a good tiebreaker. Again, TCU. All signs point to TCU because I make them point that way.
Patrick, your ability to overthink everything is just... it's exhausting, but it's hilarious.
Look, there's a reason why you want to set your clothes out the night before so that when it takes you 3 hours, you still get at least, 4 hours of sleep before you got to go to work the next day because you're overthinking your wardrobe. Get strategy. You know what I'm saying? No, it's never taken me that long to look as dumb as I do. Speaking of Jim Bowden here, he mentioned over on The Athletic that, hey, the Rockies should or could target Jerks and Profar.
Oh.
For left field, we talked about him last week as one of those free agents that I think moves the needle a little bit. But to that, I say, nah, I don't think that's going to happen. It would have to be a short-term deal, like 1 year, and I think he's going to get 2. I think he could even get 3.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think that would work.
No, not right now.
Not right now.
Not
yes.
in this.
Great point.
Yeah.
Not right now with everything coming up from the system. But Luke Hall, Oak Tree Status on Twitter, did point out couple days ago, I right around when this article came out, that, hey, Jerks and Profar played in the Little League World Series in 2004.
Oh, cute.
I remember that. He was dominant that year as a pitcher. as most dominant players are. And so I asked him, and I thought of it, and I don't think he officially responded yet. He was like, oh, that's too nerdy. It's too nerdy, but it's not. There's no such thing as too nerdy for me.
Of course not.
I asked, well, how many teams have ever had two former Little League World Series players?
You looked it up.
So I had to do my own research where I had to, like, mix and match teams. So last year, what was interesting, so when I wrote an article about Randall Grichuk and playing the Little League World Series, and it just so happened on the other side of the field, the other clubhouse, was Cooper Hummel, who had also played in the Little League World Series. I think he was from Oregon, played the same year, I want to say 2007, as Cody Bellinger. So you had two in the same ballpark. And then I noticed, oh, Yanni Hernandez, who I think played in 2011, I'm not sure which country. But the Diamondbacks last year did have two Little League World Series players on the roster. I don't know if it was at the same time, because Hummel and Hernandez kept going up and down.
Yeah.
But if you look on the page, now the Mets kind of take the cake. 2018 and 19, Todd Frazier and Michael Conforto. 2016 and 17, Conforto and Gavin Cecchini. 2015, Conforto and Ruben Tejada. 1997, you had Gary Sheffield and Ed Vosburgh. 1993, Gary Sheffield and Derek Bell. They actually played in the Little League World Series the same year in 1980. So that's pretty cool.
What a full circle moment.
And then I believe the first ever, I had never heard of either of these guys, the first ever may have been the Houston Astros, Hector Torres, Keith Lampard, former Little League World Series ball players in the majors on the same team at the same time in 1969.
Nice.
But to put a pin on it, yes. 2019 Mets actually had three guys from the Little League World Series because Ruben Tejada played six games late in the season with the Mets. So you had Todd Frazier, Conforto, and Ruben Tejada.
The Mets love the Little League World Series more than any other team.
I mean, it has to be by my, you know,
that's
our
the
research.
Only way we can conclude this is that
there could be another team with three, perhaps. But again, using my peripheral vision, just looking at names, trying to remember teams that guys were on, I feel pretty good that no one, you're not going to beat three. You might tie three,
yeah,
but you're not going to beat it.
If you think you can beat Patrick at any of his research, please tweet at us at DNVR_Rockies.
Ooh, I like that. You got to beat the beat. You know what I'm saying? Beat the beat.
Beat the beat?
Yeah, we're beat reporters.
Oh, right.
Beat
yeah,
the beat.
Okay.
Beat the beat.
I get it now. Okay.
And I'm also very red, so, you know, I look like a beat. No. That would be too easy. All right, so MLB.com had to write an obligatory article of like, hey, all 30 teams, they should extend a player. And now normally when they do this, they go to Manny Randao, and you'll see his name at the bottom, or Thomas Harding, and you're like, oh, Thomas wrote that blurb. The Athletic does it with Nick Roque, and you go, yeah, that makes sense. That sounds like them. It's reasonable. They cover the team. They didn't do that this time. They just, I think, just ask someone like, hey, can you just write a blurb on the Rockies? And they go, oh, the guy that the Rockies should extend is CJ Krohn. It's like, okay. No, but so that just was very puzzling because, again, Michael Tolia is the first baseman of the future.
Yes.
For the Rockies. So I
it's like they don't even listen to our podcast.
No, they clearly don't. Whoever wrote that article, shame. But it got me thinking, which is never good news. Who else could the Rockies extend? They extended so many guys last offseason, and they have so many young guys that it would be like, well, you could say, you know, Ezekiel Tovar. You still don't necessarily know what you've got, and you kind of tend to think that, you know, even he and his agency, his representation, are probably going, well, we don't know what we are yet either. So we're going to bet on our guy to maybe play a season, and then we'll go back to the negotiating table and figure out how much money you should get in an extension and buying out 2-3 years of free agency, a fourth year, that's maybe a mutual option, something like that. So it's almost too soon. There's really only three guys. Brendan Rodgers, right? He's 3 years away.
Yeah.
And I was banging the drum a couple years ago when I was saying Tapia, Senzatella, McMahon, and Freeland. All four of those guys were about to be 2 years away from free agency. Do something. You got to do something. They waited another year, and they did it last offseason. So they could do that with Rodgers, too. Wait to see what happens in 2023, and then decide to either trade him like they did Tapia or extend him like they did the other three guys. Hermen Marquez. Now, he's got 1 year guaranteed right now. Next year is a team option. It's very affordable. They'll probably pick it up. So really, it's only 2 years. He's still really young. That one I could see probably making more sense than anything. Let's kind of lock this guy up. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he'd finish his career as a Rocky, because if he pitches until his mid to late 30s, you know, he still could have another year or two when his contract runs out, kind of like Cargo, who played for another year with Cleveland and the Cubs. But Marquez, I think that would make sense. If he only has two more years, I'm sure you would like to see him go a little bit further than that. If you had to go either Rodgers or Marquez, who would you like to see sign a 6 or 7 year deal to keep them in Denver for, you know, the foreseeable future?
Yeah, I mean, maybe I'd lean towards Rodgers.
Ooh.
You know,
yeah.
Just because, you know, I mean, I'd lean towards that, but also I feel like he is the most likely for them to want to hold on to him.
I feel like
Charlie Blackman would be a really good candidate. I couldn't imagine him with another team. Could not picture it.
I've been saying a little 2-year extension, like just throw on one more year. I get it. He's a DH. He'll be the DH next year. But is the roster that packed with talent that, you know, you can't find room for a veteran guy like that who can teach the young guys the ropes, kind of be that captain? Do you have that next captain in the locker room? And no, the Rockies don't actually have a captain, but we know Charlie's the guy. He's the one who's given out the MVP chain.
Yeah.
You know, after the games and all that. Is there that next guy? I think probably, but I could also see the Rockies going, you know what? One more year, Charlie, if you want to come back 2 years, $17 million. So he still gets his $10 million for this year, $7 million for next year. I don't see any harm in that at all.
Yeah, I feel like that would be
a good suggestion.
It's a good suggestion. So of course we know the Rockies are listening. And
yes. No, I'm with you on that one. I like that pick. Maybe Lamet and Suter, they're both free agents at the end of the year. You maybe have a better idea what Lamet's going to do. But again, something short term, maybe not even as long as the Tyler Kinley 5-year deal, but you could do that. And then Austin Gomber is the only other guy that has like 3 years left of club control that we haven't really discussed. And I still am not sure that we know what he is just yet. So you'd probably wait and see what he's going to do.
He's having an identity crisis.
A little bit. He'll figure that out. And some baseball news, sad news, in Chicago, Liam Hendricks, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, came out yesterday, and he's going to start treatment today.
Yeah, so he made a very heartfelt post on Instagram about this. When I saw this, I was just like, Liam Hendricks is one of the best dudes out there.
Great dude.
So I hope he pulls through. I'm praying for him. I'm shocked.
Yeah. Yeah, GM Rick Hahn said, we do not expect to have any updates on Liam's playing status prior to opening day at the very earliest. So, again, kind of like what we'll talk about in the next segment, you know, life is way more important than the games and the sport.
Yeah.
So he's got to get that taken care of, obviously. It's kind of a weird spot for him, too. Like, again, I haven't thought too much about the minutiae into it, but the White Sox were kind of shopping him a little bit. There were rumors that, hey, you know what, maybe we can go with like a Kendall Graveman in the ninth inning, but let's see if we can, you know, trade some of our depth in the bullpen, trade Liam Hendricks to add somebody else. So, like, he was kind of dangled out there. Like, you get this diagnosis. Mm-hmm. What do you do? Like, I just imagine, like, being filled with guilt of, like, oh, I don't want to tell the White Sox, but they do need to know, but then they're not going to trade me, but I don't want to get in the way of that. Mm-hmm. It's kind of just a weird situation, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but you know what? In the grand scheme of things, that doesn't matter, because the only thing that matters right now is his health, is 100%. Him recovering from this or, you know, getting cured from this. So that's the only thing that matters right now.
Yeah, yeah, and you get to talk with him earlier in the year, and again,
I had a great conversation with him. I was just like, oh, hey, like, can I grab you for a couple of minutes, like, to talk about astrology of all things? And we talked for like 12 minutes. I was like, oh, wow, I did not expect to get this much of your time. He was very generous with this time, which I always appreciated. But
That's cool.
Great to talk to. What a personality. So I'm wishing him all the best.
Yeah. Very, very down-to-earth guy for sure. Mm-hmm. One of the best relievers in the game. I mean, he's been really, really dominant. The Phillies added a dominant reliever, 2-time All-Star. Left-hander, Gregory Soto, Phillies.
The Phillies are doing the most right now.
Are they chaotic with their roster right now, or are they just lining up for another World Series?
You know what? Are chaotic. I mean, it's a little bit of both, but I think they really are just lining it up for another World Series and to win it this time. I think that's what they're going for. They're just going for it.
They already had the hardest throwing left-hand reliever in the game, Jose Alvarado. Mm-hmm. Now they have number two, so they got the number one and two lefties, hardest thrown in the game. Earlier in the offseason, they signed another lefty, Matt Strom, and Craig Kimbrell, 1 year, $10 million. That's a lot.
I love it. I'm excited.
That is a lot. That bullpen is kind of loaded now.
A loaded bullpen, and that was the issue. That was the issue in the World Series.
Very true.
You know, They just didn't have enough, and I think that they will have enough.
Yeah,
I can't wait to see how this all pans out.
Trey Turner, Taijuan Walker from this offseason. Last year was Schwarber, Castellanos. Previous offseason, Wheeler, Harper. Do they have a 26-man roster made up of at least one player on every National League team? It feels like that.
They kind of do.
Except the Phillies. I looked at their roster. I'm like, oh, they don't have a Phillies. I'm done with this experiment. But it feels like they've got someone. Harper, Nats. Mm-hmm. Turner, Nats. And Dodgers. Schwarber, Cubs, Taijuan Walker.
No, the Phillies
Diamondbacks,
are just
Mets.
They're just looking around like, oh, we like this guy. We like this guy.
Pretty much. Do you think Craig Kimbrell is a Hall of Famer? So next week will be Hall of Fame week.
Yes.
As we build up, we still have about 2 weeks until we find out to January 24th. But next week we'll kind of dip our toes into that water and talk more about it. But Craig Kimbrell, Hall of Famer, gut instinct from the get-go.
My gut instinct is maybe not.
I think a lot of people feel that way.
Yeah.
I don't consider myself a big Hall guy. I'm definitely not a small Hall guy, but
okay.
Are you big Hall and big Nash? Are you a Hall and Nash person? Another wrestling thing.
I don't know what that means.
The Outsiders?
I'm a medium Hall person.
Medium Hall. Okay.
Yeah.
Like just you're a Goldilocks Hall.
Yes, just Ooh, right.
Just right. No, he's been super dominant. It's always so hard for closers. Like Billy Wagner's a guy that was dominant, and yet he's still waiting for that call. He's still not. So Kimbrell, 8-time All-Star, National League Rookie of the Year in 2011. That's kind of an important thing for the resume. Cy Young Award votes in 5 different seasons. That's pretty big for a reliever. Mm-hmm. 394 career saves. That's 7th all-time. He's done it for a very long time. Only 6 have 400 or more, so he should be able to get that. I think he'll be closing games for the Phillies. The top 3 are in the Hall of Fame. Mariano Rivera, Trevor Hoffman, Lee Smith just recently got in. Mm-hmm. And then the next 3 are not in yet. Francisco Rodriguez, John Franco, Billy Wagner. According to Jaws, which we'll talk a little bit more about next week, Jay Jaffe has a system for trying to figure out using win shares, like where players rank at a position all time. Craig Kimbrell, 16th best reliever all time, according to Jaws.
Interesting.
So that's pretty high up there.
When you put it in that perspective, maybe I would reconsider.
It's pretty high up there. Now, excuse me. I realized that where he went to school. He went to school at Wallace State Community College. Susie, don't look at your laptop. You still look at it. Stop looking. For $4 billion, you can win $4 billion with this question. So, Craig Kimbrell went to Wallace State Community College. Only 5 big leaguers have been drafted out of Wallace State. Not that they went to Wallace State, then they went to somewhere else and then got drafted, but were drafted while attending Wallace State, which apparently is in Hanceville, Alabama. Can you name one former Rocky that went there to Wallace State Community College and you talked to him last year?
I talked to him.
He ended up going to another school. He was drafted with Cleveland, but then he went to another college after that and then was drafted.
So he's a Rocky?
He was a Rocky in 2022. I've already given all these hints.
No, I don't know. This is driving me crazy.
There's a reason I'm saying he was a Rocky.
Okay, because he's probably not anymore.
I'm pretty sure you talked to him. I can't guarantee it, but I think you may have.
I mean, if it was a 2022 Rocky, I talked to everyone.
True.
So that doesn't really narrow it down. Was it Sam Hilliard?
No, oh, okay. Good guess.
Okay.
It is Chad Smith.
Chad Smith?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He was actually drafted out of Wallace State before. He went to. He ended up going to Ole Miss. But
where is Wallace State?
Hanceville, Alabama.
Alabama.
I had never heard of it.
Yeah, I don't know.
But right on.
Okay.
That's where we're at with that. That's that's just kind of wild. So that's going down the Craig Kimbrell rabbit hole. That is that. You can go down the rabbit hole and try to find some really good seats on any event.
Yes.
Anywhere. Mm-hmm. With Game Time tickets. It's a fantastic app for getting seats. great seats or even just cheap seats. Cheap seats. Just getting to the ballpark.
People were, okay, so at the tailgate yesterday, people were on the Game Time app looking for those cheap tickets at the last minute and like getting good deals.
Well, that's the cool thing is that I think with a lot of other, and I don't know how they're able to do it. I don't know how they got that deal. I think maybe it's just a behind the scenes thing. They've got a lot of people in their tech department. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But a lot of brokers, they'll kind of shut their site down 2-3 hours before the event. Because it's like, it's getting too close. The email exchange, and then the event starts, and then people are complaining. Talking about, hey, I don't have my ticket yet. The thing's about to get going.
Yeah.
They can do it up to an hour. So, like, an hour and a half before the event, you see people marching in to watch the guys warm up. You can still get those tickets up to about 60% off the face value. It's fantastic. If you love DNVR, you're going to love Game Time tickets. They're supporting us, so please support them. That comes back to us. Join over the 15 million folks who've used Game Time apps. 15 million and two, because we've both used it.
Yes.
Tiffany, have you used it? Do you have a mic? Super producer Tiffany does not have a mic, but you can still tell us. You have 15 million three have used Game Time tickets app. Everyone in studio here. Score the best seats to all your favorite events and hit the link in our description to save. That's the best way that you can help us out. The Mile High Golden Ale, that is the latest drop from Breck Brew. And the can looks amazing.
Best can ever. That throwback Nuggets logo, those colors.
I think we're going to be giving some shirts away at Friday's
event. Our shirt for this is so good. Like, I'm going to buy one. I can't wait.
Are they going to be making them for sale?
They better. That would be really heartbreaking if they weren't.
I mean, it could only be a giveaway that you got to come out to the DNVR bar to get.
I mean, I'll be here anyway.
But you can't get one, though.
But I can't win one because I work here.
You shouldn't be able to, yeah.
But I want a shirt.
And you do know, you've got a couple things.
I'll talk to merch after.
You've gotten a couple things in the past that have fallen off the back of a truck. So I'm not going to put it past you to get one. So so we'll see about that. What's so different and what's so good about Breckenridge Brew compared to the other beers? Look, it's made with 100% renewable energy, made entirely with Colorado ingredients. It's a Colorado company. It's the official brew of DNBR. And again, make sure you're coming out to the watch party for the Mile High City Golden Ale. Mm-hmm. Fantastic collaboration. Check out the beer locator at breckbrew.com to find out where you can get it near you. It's also open enrollment time for individual health plans now through January 15th. That's Denver Health Medical Plan. It offers Elevate exchange plans available on the Connect4 Health Marketplace. With great benefits and affordable plan choices, you can also call direct at 303-602-4912. That's the number, 303-602-4912. Sign up online at denverhealthmedicalplan.org. The Elevate exchange plans have options for individuals and families looking for cost-effective quality health insurance. Yeah, we were talking about that mental health piece.
Huge.
That's another thing that something like Denver Health can help you support and be able to do it and maybe even do it at home.
Yeah.
Telehealth is growing, is booming. My wife does it. So you could do it from home, so you don't have to worry about transportation or how do I go there. You could do it in the comfort of your own home, and Denver Health is going to help you out with all of that. All Elevate exchange plans include adult dental and vision at no additional cost. That's huge. Plus, this year, they offer lower monthly premiums than any plan currently available on the marketplace, and they've added new mental health benefits for your regular copay. Give them a call. Go online. Call them at 303-602-4912.
I hear so many people say all the time, like, I can't afford therapy. I'm like, no, you can if you do something like this.
It's true. Yeah.
You call Denver Health.
They say, you pay now or you pay later? So
pay
now and then feel better about
it
later. That's fantastic. Damar Hamlin is feeling better.
Yes.
Thank God.
Oh, my goodness.
Such a scary incident a week ago today.
Yeah.
Right? Monday
night.
That
was so scary.
That was, I can't believe that he's progressing as well as he has.
Yeah.
Like he's out of the, his induced coma and all that stuff. So that's fantastic. It did get me thinking, like, the history of like canceled games in baseball now, because that threw such a curveball, to use a phrase, such a wrinkle into the season where the NFL had to figure out what to do, because you had two teams that were going for that number one spot and who's going to get a bye. And so they had to almost change the rules. But in baseball, so I did a little bit of research and I learned in 1996, I don't remember this at all. I guess I was young enough to maybe not, but Cleveland and Seattle played a game and it was postponed because of an earthquake in Seattle.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know Seattle got earthquakes.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
It doesn't totally shock me, but I'm like, wow. We get them on the East Coast. We The year before Hurricane Sandy, it was Hurricane Irene. And like 2 weeks before Hurricane Irene, we had an earthquake in New Jersey.
I was either in Connecticut or I was in Boston, but it was felt up there too. But like my friends who worked in office buildings, like on higher floors, felt it.
Was it like 2011?
Yeah, it was something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like that was fracking related though.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, and yours in Boston?
No, like the one, because that was like all on the East Coast.
Oh, could have been, maybe.
New Jersey and Connecticut and Boston are actually like...
very far.
Pretty close to each other.
I said very far, you said very
no,
close.
No, they're pretty close to each other.
Yes,
like,
and no.
It's so compact. That earthquake went from like Boston all the way down to Virginia.
How? So that's a good geography time. Is Boston to New York, I would say, is closer than San Francisco and L.A.? Yeah, because San Francisco to L.A. is like
San Francisco and L.A. are like 5-6 hours apart.
And
more
Boston,
like 6
New York
hours.
Is like 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And honestly, right. That's just because of traffic.
But to my point of why I said far, if there's an earthquake in San Francisco, I don't know that they feel in L.A. But then again,
but that's much farther.
I'm not an earthquakeologist.
No, there was like the earthquake, the East Coast earthquake. It was like not a big earthquake, but it like was all along. It was like from Virginia up to like Massachusetts.
Okay. So I did not realize it was branded the East Coast earthquake. I do like that.
Please, if anyone can pop in and tell me, the East Coast earthquake epicenter was in Virginia.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
So if the epicenter was there and it went all the way as far north as Massachusetts,
yeah.
How far south did it go? Man, we're getting off
That's
on a tangent.
That's a good question. Yeah.
But earthquakes. Not good. I mean, it did
Welcome
postpone them.
Welcome to the DNVR Geography
That's
Podcast.
It. 1988, of course, the World Series, Oakland and San Francisco, the Bay Area World Series. That obviously was postponed. That was very tragic, of course. 2021, yeah, you might have remembered, we were still not entirely out of the pandemic.
Oh, my gosh.
There was the shooting outside of Nationals Park.
I remember this.
In D.C., and so I think they had to halt that game. Because it was only like a block or two outside of Nats Park.
Yeah, that was a really scary situation too.
Yeah.
For everyone at that ballpark, because it's so open there too.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it's almost similar like Atlanta, how they've got the Battery out there, right? You got like this little city kind of.
Yeah, yeah. It's just that Nats Park feels so much more open than Atlanta.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
so like if I were in there, like you feel like you're like in the city when you're in that park.
I haven't been there in a couple of years. Because I know they were continuing to build more things, so I wonder if it feels less like that. But I do know, well, you've been there more recently than me.
Yeah.
There wasn't a big wall of buildings yet.
No, not quite yet.
Yeah. Shout out to Matthew Replinger. That's why I'm rocking the Denver Bears shirt. He sent me something. John Sherry, totally forgot.
Mm-hmm.
25-year umpire back in 1996, in Cincinnati, had a heart attack, and then unfortunately.
Oh my gosh.
Did pass away. Game was postponed. Fans booed, but it was because there was like minimal communication around the stadium about like what was actually going down.
Oh my gosh.
And the Skip Bayless of the day, because there's always a Skip Bayless of the day, Reds owner Marge Schott said, she was allegedly quoted as saying, quote, "Snow this morning and now this. I don't believe it. I feel cheated. This isn't supposed to happen. Not in Cincinnati. This is our history, our tradition, our team. Nobody feels worse than me."
Oh, what a, oh no.
Like,
oh, what a
really?
Terrible take.
So bad. So
Why
bad.
Why would she say that?
Yeah. Because that's
so bad.
That's Marge Schott. That's Marge Schott. Let's take a quick look at Minor League Monday, because we've got some minor leaguers. We've got some minor leaguers doing some things in and around the world. And I'm not sure if you had an opportunity to see this.
No. See what?
Well, Lewin Diaz. Lewin Diaz is a guy who's been knocked around the waivers for a little while now. But Lewin Davis for Minor League Monday, mm-hmm. He was Ashton Godot this offseason.
Oh, no. That's never a good thing.
Yes. So let's take a look at these transactions that this poor young man, not Llewellyn Davis, but Lewin Diaz, slightly different. He's been Ashton Godot. Designated for assignment by the Marlins, then claimed by the Pirates, DFA'd by the Pirates, claimed by the Orioles, DFA'd by the Orioles, traded to Atlanta, DFA'd by Atlanta. So even when he was traded, you're like, oh, they must really want me. Nope, DFA'd again. Now he's claimed by the Orioles yet again.
Oh, my gosh.
He got Godot'd.
Oh my goodness.
Ashton Godot, for anyone that doesn't remember 2021, he was on like 9 teams.
And it
was,
always made his way back to the Rockies.
Yeah, he did.
Until he got DFA'd again.
Yeah. Jacksonville Jaguars, we talked about the NFL playoffs, the DraftKings Sportsbook. A lot of folks, a lot of Rockies people are big into the Jags.
Yeah.
Blair Calvo, one of the latest members of the 40-man roster. Justin Lawrence was there, but there's Blair Calvo representing. We'll see him at Coors Field.
Yeah.
He's enjoying living his best life at Jags games.
Former member of the Rockies organization, Drew Weeks, also a big Jags guy.
Oh, okay. Yes. I love Drew Weeks.
Nice young man.
I thought he was going to make the show.
I thought he would, too.
He had injuries at the worst possible time in 2018, but his trajectory was going there.
Just a nice young man.
Zach Veen was at an Orlando Magic game. We were talking about him being... I had it right. Where he's from, like in Spruce Creek, is like on the Atlantic coast, but way north of Miami. Mm-hmm. So you had it right. He's an Orlando guy. He's going to Magic games. Michael Tolia, he's at UCLA games. They're 10th ranked this past weekend. So he's enjoying some of the Bruins doing their thing over there. And I love this. Dion George, big international free agent that the Rockies signed a couple years ago out of Cuba. You'll start seeing him popping up on some top 30 lists. Mm-hmm. But Dion George showing some love to Jose Iglesias on Jose Iglesias' birthday.
Yes.
I love that. Feliz cumpleaños, bro.
Because as we know, Jose Iglesias and CJ Cron have the same exact birthday, same year.
Yep.
But, you know, Cron got the shout out on the Rockies Twitter.
Because he's still on the roster.
But Jose Iglesias did not get that.
Dion George doing the yeoman's work there for Rockies PR. Mm-hmm. Fellow shortstop, too. So that's a guy he looks up to.
Yes.
You love to see that. Also, from Cuba, too. Jose
Iglesias. I was going to say that brotherhood is real.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
That's so perfect for that. So
love to see it.
Love to see our guys actually on a Monday for Minor League Monday.
Minor League Monday.
That's amazing
Monday.
How that happens to work out like that. We got great shows planned all flipping week. Tomorrow, we're already going to talk about the fact that the CU Buffs, they got their guy, right? They got Dion.
Mm-hmm.
Broncos. They might get their guy. They get first choice. You got Jim Harbaugh. You got Sean Payton.
Mm-hmm.
What would that look like if the Rockies were to get their choice for maybe their next manager?
Who do you think?
Or for their next general manager?
We'll
talk about it tomorrow.
We're gonna talk about it tomorrow. Okay, we're gonna save it for tomorrow.
We'll
respond. I'll do some brainstorming. And but we'll yeah, I want to hear some opinions.
Yeah, well, we can communicate about it on Twitter at @DNVR_Rockies. Mm-hmm. At Patrick D. Lyons is where I'm at on Twitter, of course.
And you can find me at The Susie Hunter on all platforms.
This has been momentous, but you know what they say about momentum?
What do they say?
It's only as good as your next show. So we'll talk to you tomorrow at 11 a.m. on the DNVR Sports Channel on YouTube.